Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about not forgetting God's benefits. I stepped into the hospital room where nurses were preparing my friend for surgery. With only a few minutes to spare before they would wheel her into the operating room, I wanted to pray with her and her husband for healing and for God's protection during the surgery. As I rode the elevator up to meet them, God had dropped a passage of scripture in my heart and prompted me to read them to my friend. The verses from Psalms were God's reminder to her in the midst of a serious health concern to not forget about God's benefits in her life. I read from the Bible the powerful words from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. As my friend lay in the hospital bed minutes away from surgery, together we thank God for His amazing benefits He gives to those who serve Him. It's such a powerful reminder, isn't it? The scripture says to us, don't forget about all of God's benefits. In the midst of life's challenges, don't forget about all the good things God has done for you. You know, even when life is good and our struggles are minimal, it's so easy for us to forget what the Lord has done. In the hustle and bustle of life, it's easy to become consumed by our daily routines, obligations, and distractions. Our minds can be preoccupied with tasks, worries, and plans, leaving very little room to stop and reflect on the goodness of God. But these encouraging verses remind us that the Lord is our forgiver, healer, reminder, provider, satisfier, and renewer. It makes us ask, how could we forget that? And yet we often do. As David writes this psalm, he implores his soul to bless the Lord and to remember His goodness. It's a call to intentional reflection, a conscious effort to pause and acknowledge the hand of God at work in our lives. So let me encourage you today to stop, remember, and reflect. Pause and realize the magnitude of God's blessings in your life. Write them down. Tell someone what the Lord has done. Post about His goodness on social media. But above all, stop and give God praise for His incredible benefits. Not only does this praise bring glory and honor to God for His goodness, but the renewed awareness of His blessings encourages us and gives us strength. Hasn't the Lord been good to you? Hasn't He always been faithful in your life? Has the Lord ever failed? No, He hasn't. As David begins these verses, we see he is talking to himself. He is speaking to his own soul. He says, praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. We learn something from his example, don't we? Sometimes we have to talk to our own soul. Sometimes there is no one else around to encourage us, and we have to encourage ourselves. We have to remind ourselves of the faithfulness of God. We speak out and speak up with words of praise to God for what He has done. As we remember, as we praise, something powerful happens in our hearts. Joy comes back. Stress, fear, and anxiety lessen. Our confidence in God is renewed. Peace fills our soul. What a powerful exchange this is. Psalm 105, verse 5 says, remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. And here's today's challenge. Pause and remember God's goodness. Count your blessings, and don't forget all of His benefits. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.